Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Matt Lichtenstein. Today on AK, getting ready for Christmas. We dug into the archives for this story about a Christmas play in Aniak. The village doesn't have a mall, a movie theater, or even a sit-down restaurant, but in December, a few years ago, there was no shortage of entertainment in the community. Most of the town packed into the high school gym for the show. APRN's Annie Fite was there for the preparations.
In school, there's probably nothing quite as satisfying as correcting the principal. Aniak third grader Mackenzie Maple took that job very seriously.
We had a correct friend to Frost. He was trying to spell Frost, but he accidentally put an N.
Principal John Freeman had a good excuse for the oversight. As playwright, director, and even costume designer, he's wearing several hats these days. That's besides overseeing the elementary, middle, and high schools in Aniak, more than 100 kids. He wants every one of them involved in the Christmas play.
From my viewpoint, it's as though I'm painting a picture with children as my paint. So it's just great fun, and it's just good art.
Freeman procrastinated a bit with the script, finally writing it in one brilliant flash in late November. That left him with just 3 weeks to get the production ready for its one-night run. It's a monumental task.
I'm always a little tense, but I've done enough of these and watched enough kids do this that I know initially it's a little slow building. But like a prize fighter, I don't want them to peak until the night of the performance.
In early rehearsals, Freeman read through the script with his actors in the school library. He delivered a pep talk at the front of a long table on a kid-sized plastic chair.
Okay, what are the two things that we talked about today about what we were going to do when we read?
Speak properly.
Okay, and we were going to do that how?
And slow down.
Slow down.
The play follows the mayor of Aniak as he tries unsuccessfully to recruit help decorating the town square. A television news crew from Anchorage documents his plight as the rejections pile up.
Maybe we should try the people at the sleigh works.
That's a great idea. Their sleigh sales have been slow because of the downturn of the economy.
The sleigh shop won't help either, though. It turns out they're slammed with orders from the Cash for Clunkers program. But at every disheartening turn, the chorus is ready with a song. In the gym, music teacher Gwendolyn Brock is tapping out the beat for the kids fanned out on the bleachers in front of her.
Get ready to sing. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly.
Brock says it's a lot to learn in a short amount of time, but she's confident it will all come together.
First off, they're enjoying it. They're starting to enjoy it. At first, it was like, dang, ah, we have to sing again. You know? I said, yes, you have to sing again. Mr. Freeman wants you to sing again. So, but they're getting it down.
The school held the last big musical production this spring. Principal Freeman's script was about a family of beavers forced to flee downriver from the flooding Kuskokwim. Brock marvels at Freeman's ability to make such great theater with the kids.
He comes up with these elaborate ideas and we're like, John, you know, that's really cool, but where are we supposed to get that stuff from? But I tell you, he comes up with the ideas, and once he realizes how to not only put it together, but what he wants for scenery and the backdrop and everything, it's unbelievable what he can pull together.
At least 300 people are expected to attend Friday's performance. They'll line the walls of the gym, standing room only. Principal Freeman anticipates his kids will bring down the house.
Once the lights come on and the set is there and the people start showing up, then you can just feel the electricity backstage. And keeping 105 kids quiet backstage the night of the performance is really a task, but the energy is, I'm telling you, you could light Alaska with the energy that gets produced backstage.
Sixth grader Brianna Simeon is ready to have the eyes of the entire town on her.
It'll be fun, but freaky at the same time.
And as for whether the mayor ever finds help decorating the town square, I won't give that away. But the title might. It's called Christmas is All in the Heart. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.
Okay. We're going to start with the new Rudolph, okay? And I need you to sing out. Do we shout?
No.
We sing from what?
Diaphragm.
Okay, let's go. One, two, ready, sing.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.